Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Warning! The Root's on fire. You're about to experience the most high-octane, pedal-to-the-metal, controversial show of your life. Hold on tightly. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, with America's favorite conservative rock star, direct from the entertainment capital of the world, Las Vegas. What time is it? It's time for war! Here's your host, 100% raw truth, 100% American-made, the warrior, Wayne Allen Root.
Wayne Allen Root, the Root's on fire. Welcome back to the show. I'm Wayne Allen Root. Today is Thursday. I can't believe how fast the week is going and the month. Thursday, the 11th of August. We are so close to fall and getting out of the 100-degree days in Las Vegas. Matter of fact, let me, I know this is not a weather report. There's a lot to tell you about, but I just want to mention in Las Vegas, it's always 100 every day, the entire August, usually the first 2 weeks of September as well. And this has been weird weather. As I look at the forecast where I live in this Summerlin section of Vegas, it is in the 90s every single day for the next 10 days. Not a single 100-degree day. Unheard of in the history of Vegas. I've lived here 20 years now. There's never been a period where in August there was no 100-degree days. So much for climate change and global warming. It's actually the coolest 10-day stretch. And, of course, it hasn't been 100 in the last 3 or 4 days. So it's probably the coolest 14-day stretch in August in the history of Las Vegas. Never seen anything like it. Let's talk about a whole bunch of things. First of all, before I get to Trump and the raid at Mar-a-Lago and Attorney General Merrick Garland, let me mention that one of the biggest Democrat mega donors in the country, A tech multimillionaire by the name of Steve Kirsch, who was the guest on this show a couple of days ago, and gave $20 million to the Democrat Party in the last couple of years, joined Tucker Carlson on his Fox News show last night to explain why he's jumping ship from the Democrat Party to the Republican Party. It's all about the handling of the COVID pandemic and how bad the vaccine is. And Steve Kirsch, who has the number one anti-COVID vaccine, if you want to call it that, the number one Substack column in the world dealing with the negative, deadly side effects of the COVID vaccine, Steve Kirsch went on Fox News and said, "I'm leaving the Democrat Party after I've given them $20 million because they've handled this vaccine so badly. They want everyone to get vaccinated, and it's a deadly vaccine. It's 1,000 times more deadly than the smallpox vaccine. It's too unsafe for people to use," he said. "I could not get even a single minute in front of a Democrat congressman. After you gave him $20 million, he can't get one congressman to return his phone call because he believes the vaccine is killing people." Brian Kilmeade was the guest host on Tucker last night. He asked Kirsch what he found through his research, and Kirsch told him what I found was hundreds of thousands of Americans have been killed by this vaccine and millions have been injured. Clearly, you're more likely to be injured or dead from the vaccine than if you were unvaccinated. So what they're saying and the reality is completely opposite. Now, if you're wondering why I'm making that the lead story today on my show, he said the single best example in the whole world for how bad the vaccine is Wayne Root's wedding. He said Wayne Root is a conservative talk show host, and his wedding had all these people, 33 people, that either died or got very sick. And they were all vaccinated, and all the guests at the wedding that were unvaccinated never got sick. No one has died. It's the perfect example that shows how bad this vaccine is. So I just think it's amazing on national TV. This guy's a mega donor, gave $20 million to the Democrat Party, and that they were willing to put him on Fox News, but they won't put Wayne Root on Fox News because Fox News has never allowed anybody to talk about how bad the vaccine is because they collected literally millions of dollars from Big Pharma, Pfizer, Moderna, Johnson & Johnson, gave them millions of dollars in advertising, and in return they had to promise not to let any guests on. And I'm sure that the only reason this guy snuck on is they didn't know his topic was going to be vaccines or he was going to bring up Wayne Root's story. The only reason they let Steve Kirsch on is because they thought it was the topic was Democrat mega donor switches to the Republican Party. They had no idea that the reason why is because of the vaccines and the Democrats pushing the deadly vaccine that's killing people. They had no idea it'd bring up Wayne Root's wedding on the Tucker Carlson show on Fox News. So, very interesting. Thank you, Steve Kirsch, for spreading the word. Now let's move quickly to the biggest news story in the world, which was the raid on Donald Trump's Mar-a-Lago, estate, mansion, castle, whatever word you want to use. It's probably the most amazing estate in the entire United States today. It's probably worth $1 billion or more, Mar-a-Lago. I think it's 20 acres from the Intracoastal Waterway to the ocean. No one else has that anywhere in the entire Florida. It's the most amazing piece of property, and it's Donald Trump's property. It's just a fantasy land. I spent my honeymoon there, and I know every inch of it, and when they show it from the helicopters or the planes, the news media shows images of Mar-a-Lago and the FBI raid, I recognize every single piece of land in that property where I was in relation to everything going on, and I know every room they were searching because I've seen those rooms, been there many times to Mar-a-Lago and spent my honeymoon there. So it's just amazing. Merrick Garland called a press conference today, the Attorney General of the United States, who is, I don't know, how do I say this nicely, a vicious scumbag, a mentally twisted, vicious scumbag who has used his office to try and break every law and violate every plank of the United States Constitution. A guy who is like, a Soviet KGB, an East German Stasi, or dare I say it, I'm a Jew and I'm going to say it, he's like a Nazi Gestapo with his beady little eyes. He's a guy that would want to torture Wayne Root for the things I'm saying right now. In a free speech society where I've got total free speech and these are my opinions, he'd want to torture me. He'd want to drag me out of my house with an FBI SWAT team toting machine guns, holding my wife and children and dogs at bay with a machine gun, maybe killing someone I love or a dog I love, and drag me out for the crime of what I say. Yes, Merrick Garland, you're a vicious, mentally ill, imbalanced scumbag, and you are against the American people. You're an enemy of the American people, because you're taking us to a place we've never been, where America's like Russia, America's like Venezuela, America's like Cuba under Fidel Castro, America is like the Soviet Union used to be. America's like East Germany used to be. America's like the Chinese Communist Party, and China is right now. You are gone in the middle of the night and disappeared, and they never find you again or hear from you again unless you are successfully brainwashed. If you're not, they kill you, or they have you banging rocks for the rest of your life. And if they are successful in brainwashing you, maybe they let you come home, and you're just a brainwashed Stepford wife for the rest of your life. That's what Merrick Garland wants for our country. How do I know? Because, first of all, who would ever raid a president's home? Second of all, what do they got on Trump? Nothing. What, he has classified documents? Obama's got millions of classified documents, and they don't care. Hillary Clinton had a server in her house with classified documents away from the White House. Everything was classified that she saw, and everything was away from the White House in her official office. She was not the president, by the way, but she was Secretary of State. And she had all these classified documents at a private server at her house. This is ridiculous. This is insane. They're just so crazy. I read about some guy, Zero Hedge, who said he said he's used AI, artificial intelligence, and they fed them all kinds of facts, and artificial intelligence then predicts the future, and artificial intelligence computer said that Joe Biden has 12% support in the United States of America. Democrats have nobody on their side anymore. Nobody likes Biden, so all the polls are corrupt as usual. Biden's at like 12% according to artificial intelligence, and they're just trying any desperate move to embarrass Trump and make sure he never runs again. He is so despised Biden by everyone in the country, and it caused them to make such a misstep to raid Trump. But the real reason, you know, Merrick Garland is crazy is the way he's treating the January 6th peaceful protesters, many of whom he's arrested and put in solitary and basically torturing them in horrible prison cells for no crime. The worst crime would be is trespassing. It isn't even trespassing because they were waved in. And some of them never even went into the Capitol and were not carrying weapons and did not commit violence. One of them in that situation just got 7 years in prison. This is torture. It is un-American. And you also know what Merrick Garland is like, because Merrick Garland refuses to arrest Hunter Biden, refuses to, you know, ever go after any Democrat who's committed real crimes, and wanted to go after the FBI, to go after PTA moms who were protesting critical race theory at PTA meetings. That's a Nazi. I'm sorry. I'm Jewish, and I'm going to say it. Merrick Garland is a Nazi. Merrick Garland is, if you don't like me using phraseology as anything to do with the Holocaust, and I'm not. I make it clear on this show every day. Whenever I compare the Democrat state of the Nazis, I'm comparing it to 1930s Nazi Germany. 1940s is where they sent millions of Jews and others to their deaths in camps and gassed them. But in the 1930s, they hadn't done that. The 1930s was just about arresting your political opponents and demonizing Jews and throwing rocks through Jewish store owners' windows and burning books and banning and censoring the opposition and hounding them out of their jobs. So you're not allowed to work if you disagree with the administration. You shouldn't have a job. That's what Merrick Garland and this DOJ and this FBI are doing. They are like Nazis, except 1930s Nazis, not 1940s Nazis. But if you don't like the comparison, then they're like the KGB and the East German Stasi. And the only reason Merrick Garland had a press conference today is because the entire nation now hates him, wants him thrown out of his job, impeached, thrown out of America, for God's sakes. This guy should be sent to Guantanamo, and the American people know it. We're dealing with a madman, a devil, in the DOJ's office as Attorney General. He was so under fire, he had to call a press conference where he said nothing. He's so scared.
Paid for by GovMint.com.
Have you heard? The United States Mint has issued the Morgan Silver Dollar for the first time in 100 years. Not only that, but they are also minted in 99.9% pure silver for the first time ever in history. Coin experts are calling this an amazing opportunity for anyone that knows the enduring popularity of Morgans. But you must hurry. Only 175,000 legal tender silver dollars were issued. These Morgan Silver Dollars are brand new, bright and shiny legal tender coins minted by the iconic Philadelphia Mint. Just call 1-800-888-7630 and you are guaranteed a new 99.9% pure silver Morgan dollar. The first time in history this has happened. But with limited quantities, you must call now to order. To learn more, call 1-800-888-7630. If you order now, you will receive a free collector bonus, a $25 value free with every order. Call 1-800-888-7630 now to secure your new Morgan silver dollars before they are gone. That's 1-800-888-7630.
Make money doing what you love. It can be done. Matter of fact, it has been done. Consider the story of Jack London. He's one of the highest paid writers of all time. Authored The Call of the Wild, recently released as a blockbuster movie starring Harrison Ford. Jack grew up in a rough neighborhood in Oakland, poor, uneducated, and a school dropout. As a child, Jack fell in love with the idea of being a writer. The notion that an uneducated, dirt-poor school dropout from Oakland could someday be a published writer was insanity. You know the rest of the story, though. Jack London became one of the richest writers of all time. Discover Jack's secret that allows anyone of any income or educational level to make money doing what they love. Whatever it is you love more than anything else, let's make that your prosperous living. Go right now to discoveringjack.com. That's discoveringjack.com. His secret is free. Just go to discoveringjack.com. Discoveringjack.com.
Do you own a small or medium-sized business? Do you like paying huge taxes to Uncle Sam? What if you could save a ton of money? Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot. My friend Julio Gonzalez and his team at Engineered Tax Services ETS can help you keep more of your own money, perhaps a lot more. What ETS does is help regular businesses like yours by working with your accountant to obtain the types of advanced, complex, lucrative tax credits that usually only go to billion-dollar corporations. ETS is the leading tax expert in America. Their tax attorneys, engineers, and scientists have performed millions of these tax services, and they've saved regular businesses like yours billions of dollars. ETS minimizes your tax liabilities and maximizes your wealth, just like the billion-dollar multinational corporations, except they do it for the little guy, working directly with your accountant. Call Engineer Tax Services today to get a free, no-cost analysis. Call 800-236-6519, 800-236-6519, or visit engineeredtaxservices.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, we got the Attorney General of the United States on the run. Wouldn't it be fun if we could get Merrick Garland in an O.J. Simpson-like car chase? The Attorney General is in a Ford Bronco with his best friend driving. And a gun to his head. He's threatening to commit suicide because he screwed up his life so badly. He admits he has Trump derangement syndrome and that he expected to be the Supreme Court justice under Obama. But at the last minute, Mitch McConnell wouldn't allow it to happen, wouldn't allow a vote in the Senate. And he's now got Trump derangement syndrome. He blames it all on Trump. And he's on the run with a gun to his head. Merrick Garland with 100 police cars chasing him and helicopters ahead. I'd love to see this. Because he's a nutcase. He's an absolute nutcase. He's a nut job. And he's evil. He's got those beady little eyes. And he wants to persecute anybody who disagrees with him. If I remember correctly, not only did he want to sick FBI on PTA parents who disagreed with critical race theory, but on top of that, I seem to remember that his son-in-law makes the critical race theory software or the books they use and is making millions of dollars selling critical race theory lies and racism to hatred of white people to the schools. So he's not only a sick, mentally ill, radical, liberal, communist scumbag, Merrick Garland, but he's also... If I read it correctly, I'll say allegedly based on what I read, he's doing this for greed, just like the vaccines. He just wants to make money for his son-in-law. Doesn't want anyone to criticize, in this case, not the vaccines, but critical race theory And you know, there's someone that makes money on each thing. Somebody, in this case, it must be his son-in-law, that's what I read, is involved with the sale of critical race theory materials to schools around the country. And you know, somewhere in America, there's a person or a company that makes all the transgender ideology materials, transgender brainwashing materials for schools. These are all people making money. It's not that they care about critical race theory. It's not that they care about transgender. It's not that they care about abortion. They make money on this stuff. Did it ever occur to you liberals fight so hard for abortion? Because there are mega donors in the Democrat Party who give all this money to people like Merrick Garland and Biden and the DNC. And they own abortion clinics. It's about money. Do you know how much money Planned Parenthood must make? It's about hundreds of millions of dollars, billions of dollars in profits for cutting babies to shreds, or suffocating babies, or vacuuming babies, or bashing their skulls in. These people don't care about babies or a woman's right. They care about the money they make off killing the baby, or the money they make off selling, you know, pro-choice material to Planned Parenthood clinics or to schools around the country, or selling critical race theory or selling transgender ideology. They're all nuts, but it's about greed. It's mental illness mixed with greed. But I'm telling you, dollars to donuts, I'm a real smart gut instinct guy. That's what I am. That's all I've got in life, my gut instinct. And I'm telling you that Merrick Garland was forced to declare a press conference and go out there and say absolutely nothing. He didn't add anything. There was no reason to do it. But they're taking such a public relations beating. They've never taken a beating like this in their lives. The FBI and the DOJ are now mud to the American people. They've ruined the image of the FBI and the DOJ. And everybody knows they protect Hunter Biden. They protect Hillary Clinton. They protect the, you know, their fair-haired boy, you know, like Clinton, Hillary, like Bill, like Obama, like John Kerry. All their fair-haired boys and girls are protected by the Department of Justice, shielded from crime that they commit. They're all criminals. Obama. Trump said, say, Obama has like 30 million classified documents. He's bringing them to his library. That's okay. But if Trump had one, they send FBI SWAT teams and machine guns to his house. It's just what I've said from the very beginning. It's what they do to me. Same thing. Wayne Root talks so fast that I probably spew out a million words a month. So in the 7 years I've been on the radio, I've probably spewed out at this point tens of millions of words. They've found like six sentences in 7 years to say Wayne Root's a bad guy. Wayne Root's wrong. Wayne Root's radical. Wayne Root's extreme. Six sentences out of tens of millions of words and millions of sentences. And this is what they do to Trump. If he does something wrong, but someone else does the same thing, they go after him with a SWAT team. The other guy, they don't go after him at all. And they take an isolated incident, and that's Trump. They try and make that be your whole life. Just what they do to me. My whole life is those six things I got wrong, but not the 20,000 I got right. Unbelievable. When we get back, my guest is Dick Morris. I'm sure he'll have a lot to say. He wrote the book, The Return, Trump's Big 2024 Comeback. And he'll have a lot to say about the FBI raid of Mar-a-Lago. So Dick Morris will be with us in just about 6 minutes or so. Wayne Allyn Root, The Root, The Root's on fire. RootForAmerica.com. WayneRoot@gmail.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
War now.
You USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Attorney General Merrick Garland is filing a motion to unseal the search warrant used to raid former President Trump's home.
The search warrant was authorized by a federal court upon the required finding of probable cause.
The former president's home in Palm Beach, Florida, was raided earlier this week by FBI agents over possible classified documents that were taken from the White House when he left office. Mortgage rates are back above 5%. Freddie Mac says the average 30-year fixed mortgage is at 5.22%. In June, rates surpassed 5.8%. The producer price index fell to 9.8% over the last year for the month. Below analyst predictions, compared with June, the index fell 0.5%, the first decline in more than 2 years. This is USA Radio News.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vince.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A 1-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
down the roots. How are you? Welcome back. Got a great guest, Nick Morris, coming up in just a second. Let me mention Engineer Tax Services. Engineer Tax Services is the brand new sponsor of this show. If you own a small or medium-sized business, do you like paying huge taxes to Uncle Sam? What if you could save a ton of money? My friend Julio Gonzalez and his team at Engineered Tax Services, otherwise known as ETS, Engineered Tax Services, ETS, can help you keep more of your own money, perhaps a lot more. What ETS does is help regular businesses like yours by working with your accountant. So you're not replacing your CPA. You get to keep your CPA. These guys work with them to obtain the types of advanced, complex, lucrative tax credits that usually only go to billion-dollar companies. ETS is the leading tax expert in America for decades. Their tax attorneys, engineers, and scientists have performed millions of these tax services, and they've saved billions of dollars. ETS minimizes your tax liabilities and maximizes your wealth, just like the billion-dollar multinational corporations, except they do it for the little guy, working directly with your accountant. Call Engineer Tax Services today to get a free, no-cost analysis. Call 800-236-6519, 800-236-6519, or visit engineeredtaxservices.com, 800-236-6519. All right, we've got Dick Morris with us. I'm sure he has a lot to say. We are both big fans of the former President of the United States, President Trump. We're both, I'm sure, Dick, you're going to tell me, like me, you're sickened by what's happened to our country and our government. I happen to be a Jew, and I believe this reminds me of, you know, 1938 Germany. It doesn't remind me of the Holocaust. No one can ever tell me I said that, because I don't. I'm saying 1938 Nazi administration, when they were just going after people. They weren't murdering them.
Right? Reminds me of Kristallnacht.
Yes, exactly.
By the way, I'm sorry, this is Wayne, right?
Yeah, Wayne Root, yeah.
Wayne, which was the ticket you ran for vice president on?
I was 2008, the Libertarian ticket. Bob Barr, the former Republican congressman, was the presidential candidate. I was the vice presidential candidate in 2008.
Good for you. The Democrats are absolutely desperate because they know that Trump now will win the nomination after he's won all of these primaries. It's clear that the Republicans are still really loyal to him and that their efforts to shake that have not borne fruit. And none of the other people who is rumored to get into the race against him is probably willing to do so now, because Winston Churchill once said that fighting the Japanese in a land war in Asia is like going into the water to fight the shark. Nobody's willing to do that. And therefore, they did this raid. And the raid, I think, is a precursor to indicting Trump on the stupid, ridiculous technicality of the archives. It makes a big difference whether the archives are gathering dust in Trump's basement or in the archives' basement. But it's a technicality. They probably can get Trump for littering and jaywalking, too.
Well, Trump said today, did you hear Trump's response? He tweeted out, or he doesn't tweet anymore, neither do I, but on Truth Social, he posted something about the fact that Obama's got like 30 million classified documents.
Yeah.
When are they going after him? It's crazy.
Exactly. So, my new book, in 2016, I wrote a book called Armageddon, How Trump Can Beat Hillary. And you were very kind in having me on your show, and we talked a lot about it. And back then, I was the only one who was saying that. I think you were, too.
Yes, I was.
But this is the sequel to that book, The Return, Trump's big 2024 comeback. And I believe, just as in the first book, I laid out the game plan for beating Hillary and winning the election of 16. In this book, I lay out the game plan for winning the race in 24. And I warn in it that Democrats will stop at nothing to destroy Trump, and we have to be prepared for that. The reason they hate Trump so much is, first of all, they know that he will get the nomination now. But more importantly, they know that he's the only one who can run and say the four magic words, I did it already. so that when they say, what about inflation, what about gas prices, what about immigration, these are all intractable problems, he says, no, I did it already. When I was president, gas was $1.80, inflation was under $2, and there was no illegal immigration. And Trump has taken away the base of the Democratic Party. You know, the donkey needs four legs, and he's taken away three of them. The Hispanic vote is in the process of leaving them. The blue-collar vote has already left them. And the millennial vote is increasingly turning Republican because they see inflation robbing them of their future. And they just can't tolerate that, and they have to get rid of him any way they can. So now they're resorting to the ultimate weapon, which is indicting him. I think that the archives is a stupid excuse. I think the real purpose was to conduct a fishing expedition to see what they could possibly dig up on him, because the negative research file is bare.
Right. I mean, what is there? There's nothing there. They spent more money, more time, more FBI agents, more DOJ than anyone in the history of the world combined against Trump. And so far, they've got nothing against him. Yep. So what could they possibly have? Here's what I would worry about, Dick, and I know that Trump's kids talked about this. They would not allow Trump's lawyers to watch them do what they were doing in the House. So how do you know they didn't plant evidence? It seems to me any judge worth his salt would throw everything out that they say because they could have planted evidence.
Well, I think that that implication will remain, and everybody should take with a grain of salt what's going to come. They're now going to leak a series of documents, whether contrived or not, certainly out of context, to try to figure out horrible things that Trump did. And the sole purpose of this raid was to get the documents to leak. And we have to understand, as Republicans, that this is no longer about gas prices and about inflation, about immigration. This is about whether the United States is going to be a republic or not.
Right. And that's the question. That's the big one. I mean, when I was with Trump, I'm with him a lot, and I've seen him twice in the last couple of months, and both times I said, look, I think you'll be the next president in 2024 if we still have a country in 2024, and if there's an election in 2024, but I am totally unconvinced that we're going to last to 2024 based on how quickly Biden and company or his handlers are destroying the United States of America. And both times he said, Wayne, I get it. I get it. I understand your fear. So it's pretty clear that it's not 100% certain we can last till 2024.
Well, one important element of the Democratic strategy that I write about in The Return is the extra IRS agents, the 87,000. And their goal there is not to raise revenue. It's to dig up dirt on Americans so they can be intimidated into silence.
Right.
And they'll tap the phones, they'll go through your garbage, they'll monitor your investments, they'll invade your bank account. They'll do all that to get compromising material on you that they can't, that they could use. And I propose a counter to that. Next year, they have to appropriate new money to hire those agents and to keep the ones they've already hired employed. And the Republicans should refuse to vote for any appropriation bill that includes money for those agents. Biden will then veto a bill without that, and there'll be a government shutdown. But unlike the others, which the Republicans have largely lost, this one should be on the narrow issue of 87,000 IRS agents. And only a certified masochist will vote against that.
See, you and I, great minds think alike. I know I'm bragging a little bit here, Dick, but I'm pretty damn good at this stuff. And I've been saying to everybody who would listen on the radio and to all my friends, and I'm about to write a column about it, that could be the number one issue. Even though inflation is huge, big issue, open borders is huge, there's a lot of great issues. But I think the number one issue, I would run ads between now and the midterms, day and night, every GOP candidate, day and night, that they want the IRS to be the Gestapo and come after the middle class and small business. And people will be scared, and they will vote Republican. Nobody wants the IRS to come after them.
Yeah,
they hate the IRS, so it's a big issue.
I agree completely with that.
Big issue.
Let me tell you this. When I worked for Bill Clinton, Bill, not Hillary, there was at the time, there was a big push by Gingrich for deregulation. So I did a poll on it, and I tested about 10 government regulations. And the one they most objected to was the IRS. Right. And the Republicans like to talk about interstate commerce and antitrust and FCC and all that.
Nobody cares.
Voters said, the hell with that. It's the IRS that we're worried about.
Because they understand it. It's so simple. You may not remember this, Dick. I don't even know if you know it. Do you know that when I ran for president, you mentioned that at the beginning of the interview, so I'll bring this up. 2008, I was Obama's classmate at Columbia, class of 1983. So everywhere I went, the media asked me, hey, look, you're a libertarian. You're not going to win, but we have a question for you. It's interesting that you're running against your classmate. What was Obama like at Columbia? And my answer was, never saw him, never heard of him, never met him. As far as I know, he wasn't there, right? Do you know that as soon as he got elected, I had IRS audits for 4 years, and they tried to destroy my life. So I understand how bad the IRS is. They really, he sicked them on me to try and destroy my life because they didn't like that I said, never saw him, never heard of him, never met him. I can't believe he was there.
I do a lot of work in Eastern Europe against the post-communist regimes, the communists that change their name and hung up a new shingle and say democratic socialists. And their tactic is to get tax information on anybody and use it to intimidate them. And I have a number of specific examples of guys who owned radio and TV stations who were anti-communists who were cowed into silence by the threat of exposure for not the real serious violations, but they can take anything and make it serious just like they're doing with the archives.
The music's on and we got to run. Could you stay for another segment if you wait 5 minutes? Okay, good. Let's have you on for one more segment. There's a whole bunch of questions I have for you. We'll be right back. More with Dick Morris, one of my heroes. Great political consultant, brilliant guy, and a brilliant guy that I hope Trump listens to, and I hope he listens to me too, because two great minds will give Trump a lot of good ideas. DickMorris.com is the website. His book, The Return, Trump's 2024 Comeback. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Has anyone ever given you $15,000 in free silver? Well, then listen up. Did you know that you can buy physical gold and silver with your IRA, SEP IRA, or 401 retirement account? It's called the Taxpayer Relief Act of 1997. You know that inflation is exploding like never before in America's history. The U.S. debt is over $30 trillion. The dollar is about to lose its status as world reserve currency. A financial nightmare is coming. You can see it. That's why I recommend that you diversify with physical gold and silver. And the company that I recommend is Gold Gate Capital. I trust them. I buy from them. Gold Gate Capital sells physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or inside your IRA, 100% insured. They have hundreds of satisfied clients and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. If you're among the first 100 calls today and tell them Wainwright sent you, they will give you up to $15,000 in free silver on your first order. Call now. 855-770-GOLD. 855-770-GOLD. That's 855-770-GOLD.
Mike Lindell loves the radio listeners, and now Mike Lindell and MyPillow are offering you buy one, get one free extravaganza on multiple MyPillow products. Great stuff available right now at very special savings. Buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, six-piece towel sets, roll and go anywhere MyPillows, and so much more. Not just for the adults, but for the kids. I love my roll and go pillows. They're right by my recliner. And of course, I have the bed sheets and more that I use every day. Go to MyPillow.com/radio specials. Use promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175. Don't miss this incredible buy one, get one free extravaganza and get a free copy of Mike Lindell's book. MyPillow.com/radio specials, promo code USA.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root for my great friends John and Chelsea Jubilee of Energized Health. Energized Health changed my life. I lost 25 pounds of fat, including the dangerous inner body visceral fat, and gained 10 pounds of muscle in only 88 days. Now, 18 months later, I look and feel fantastic. I'll be on this program for life because it's simple and easy. Go now to EnergizedHealth.com. That's EnergizedHealth.com. Click on the red button and watch the masterclass video. Then book a call with one of their amazing coaches. Their coaches are real people just like you and me. There's zero pressure. They'll share what they do and see if it makes sense for you. Plus, you'll learn how the correct blend of extra and intracellular hydration are the life game changer. Make sure you tell them that Wainwright sent you, and you'll get the WAR 40% off decisive action discount. Your life will never be the same. Go now to EnergizedHealth.com. That's EnergizedHealth.com.
raw and unfiltered.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at pestworld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. TCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, welcome back. I'm in the middle of everything. I don't know why it is, whether it's something with Trump. It's always Wayne Root in the middle of everything. I always know every person that's in the news. Trump issues a statement on Letitia James, the New York Attorney General. She's one of the most corrupt politicians ever that has made a career out of going after Trump. And she went after me at Newsmax TV for a tweet I put out. She tried to destroy my career over a tweet because these are mentally imbalanced communist people. It's unbelievable. It really is. Dick Morris is ready, so let's go right to him. We got Dick with us. Dick Morris, Republican political strategist. His new book, The Return, Trump's Big 2024 Comeback. I looked at it during the break at Amazon. It's top 100 of all the books in America. You can visit DickMorris.com for his political commentaries. DickMorris.com and a friend of the show. Hey, Dick, how are you?
Good to be here with you, Wayne. You know, the purpose of this is to, Trump told me, you know, obviously he's running, and he told me that he never likes to hold his cards close to his chest. So he said, it would be great if you wrote a book that explained to everybody what we're going to do differently in 24 that we didn't do in 20. And I go through this at length in the book. One of the big things is that the Democrats won by home delivery of the ballot. And every pizza delivery boy knows home delivery beats eating out. So while the Republicans worked their butts off to get 11 million people to vote who hadn't before, the Democrats just brought the ballots to everybody's house and 15 million couch potatoes borrowed the pen, checked the box, and closed the door. And they didn't have to go upstairs to get their wallet because they didn't ask for photo ID. And what Republicans need to do is to adopt the Democratic tactics, not to cheat, but to go door to door with ballots, get people to vote at home, don't worry about getting out the vote, keep in the vote, and contest every day in September and October as if it's election day. Don't fight early voting, just win the early voting. And I lay out a strategy of how to do all that.
And I'm all for it. I'm all for it. I'm all for it. I've always said, look, ballot harvesting, in my opinion, is criminal. But if you're going to legalize it in, like, my state, Nevada, it's legal. In California, it's legal. Then we should play the game better than the Democrats. That's all. Yeah. If they're going to legalize it, let's play the game. I'll tell you something I want you to bring back to Trump. I really do. I'm sure you speak to him more than I speak to him. So he's on the show a lot, by the way, but you speak to him more. and I don't bring it up in a radio interview. You could bring it up in private. His single only negative, in my opinion, right now, with the average conservative that loves him, is the vaccine. He's got to stop talking about how great the vaccine is, because I don't know any conservative that thinks it's great. We all think it's killing people and injuring people. It's not great. So he should just never mention it again and say the vaccine mandates are bad and I'm against them, and we'll never have mandates with me as president. That's it.
He said that from the very beginning.
I know, he did.
He said that he's against mandatory vaccines.
But he keeps bringing up how great the vaccines are.
He feels it saved 200 million lives.
That epidemic was
going crazy.
Yeah, and I understand where he's coming from. Believe me, he's a field general.
He's against mandatory vaccines.
Right. I mean, that's the good thing. I know.
Look,
I know.
Developing that vaccine, I think, was the greatest public achievement since the Manhattan Project.
But if people are dying from it, Dick, and conservatives believe that and don't want it, they don't want to hear him say how great it was. He's just drop it. It's just not good for his own base. They don't believe in it. We don't believe in it. I don't believe in it. So his base is, you know, that's the only thing I've ever disagreed with him on, ever in my life.
Yes.
I love the guy. And I still vote for him every time, 100 out of 100 times. But he's just wrong on the vaccines and keep bringing it up. He should just say, if you like it, get it. If you don't like it, don't get it.
Well, that's what he said.
Right? I know.
But he also claims credit for developing it, which is right.
Well,
but you're making a good point.
But his base doesn't like it.
He's never been for mandates. He's always been against that.
Well, that's my argument.
I talk about it a lot.
Right. When all the people come to me and say, Wayne, he said it again, they send me hundreds of emails. Wayne, he said it again. How can you keep supporting this man? And I say, it doesn't matter. He won't ever mandate you to get it, so it doesn't matter. He will not mandate. So that's it. That's the good thing.
Right.
But
right.
People get angry when he keeps bringing it up, because a lot of people, you know, last night on Fox.
Listen, Wayne, I also want to tell your audience why the problem of voter fraud is going to be solved in 2024. We will not have to contend with that.
And tell me how. How is that possible?
There's a lawsuit that most people don't know about, but everybody will soon, called Moore versus Harper. And the court has accepted jurisdiction on it. They'll hear the case in October and November. And it's brought by conservative Republicans in North Carolina who can read, unlike most other people. And they look at the Constitution, Article 1, Section 4, says the times, places, and manners of holding elections for Senate and Congress shall be determined by the state legislatures.
Mm-hmm.
And they're saying that the governors have no role in it, nor do the state courts have any jurisdiction over it. And that in five states where the legislature, the Republicans, have passed really good laws eliminating drop boxes, requiring photo IDs, requiring signature verification, prohibiting ballot harvesting, the whole bit, and they are Minnesota, Michigan, Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, North Carolina, the swing states. We already have laws in effect in Georgia, Arizona, and Florida.
I hope you're right.
In those states, the Democrats cannot veto the bill. The legislature passing it is enough. So I asked Rudy Giuliani on my TV show, Democracy, that's every Sunday at 7:30 on Newsmax, every Saturday at 7:30 on Newsmax, will this solve the problem of ballot fraud? And as I say,
answer is yes.
And
I hope you're right.
Yes.
Hope you're right. Dick, we're on the run. Let me mention your book again. I want to make sure I get it in one more time. One of the best-selling books in the nation, The Return, Trump's Big 2024 Comeback by Dick Morris. His website's dickmorris.com. Dick, always great to have you on the show. God bless you, man.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
630.